Well, the U.S. Department of Commerce has released the export statistics for peanuts coming out of the U.S. from January to September. Farmers are hoping to increase those sales this coming year. Right now, they are down during that same period, 19.4% January through September. But there are three more months to be counted. It's interesting that Vietnam last year purchased 77,000 metric tons of peanuts, but this year only 380 metric tons. Those were being shipped in to China, and they said that was illegal because they were getting around the surtax. And now there is a surtax of about 24% on peanuts going into China, and they're going through the right ports now after that was stopped. The top 10 buyers of peanuts from the U.S., including all shipments of kernels, in-shell, peanut butter, and processed, is Canada number one. They're buying 24% of the U.S. production of peanuts, and they're up 1%. Number two is the Netherlands. They're buying 19% of the volume coming out of the U.S., and they're up 10%. Mexico is number three with a 16% of the market share, and they're up 9% as well. Then comes Germany. Germany buying mainly in-shell peanuts, up 6%. They have about 7% of the total U.S. volume. Next comes the United Kingdom. They are down slightly, down 11%, but have 5% of the market share. Russia comes next as number six, followed by China, Japan, Spain, and Italy. Those are your top buyers of peanuts coming out of the U.S. as farmers make their plans for the coming year. They're hoping to increase the acreage of peanuts, and hopefully the best way to sell them is to sell them overseas, and these are to the top 10 markets. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.